This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warns the new coronavirus pandemic is clearly accelerating, but said it was still possible to change the trajectory of the outbreak. The new coronavirus has reached nearly every country in the planet and has surpassed 350,000 cases, and more than 15,000 people have died. The WHO chief said it took 67 days from the beginning of the outbreak in China in late December for the virus to infect the first 100,000 people. In comparison, it took 11 days for the second 100,000 cases and just 4 days for the third 100,000. France's president says both France and China agree on the need for emergency talks by leaders of the G20 major economies on coordinating international responses the coronavirus crisis. And Saudi Arabia has called for an extraordinary video conference of G20 leaders as the economic fallout from pandemic-related lockdowns worldwide hammer at financial markets, putting many countries on a course for recession. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday the U.S. military is preparing to deploy field hospitals to New York and Seattle. He acknowledged the pandemic could impact military readiness. Secretary Esper told a news conference, so he put 5 expeditionary units on prepare to deploy orders. Companies are scrambling to adapt during the coronavirus outbreak. The U.S.'s Ford Motor Company announced Monday it's decided to temporarily halt vehicle and engine production at factories in India, South America, Africa, Thailand, and Vietnam in response to the growing impact of the coronavirus. Boeing announced Monday it temporarily halted production at a factory at Washington State that manufactures long-distance planes. This is the